On a windy October 7, 446 years ago, this day, in 1571, a Catholic fleet of 280 warships, assembled by the Pope, was sailing across the tumultuous blue sea to defend Rome from the incoming enemy, the incoming Ottoman Empire, with their massive flotilla of 330 ships, seeking to overtake the heart of Italy. As the thousands of rowers on each side were straining their oars back and forth in harmony, their respective captains readied their armies for war. Then battle commenced, and cannonballs flung through the air, guns fired their ammunition, and the battle raged on for 5 hours. Pope Pius V had urged all of Europe to pray the rosary during this sea battle, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Catholics were victorious against the Ottoman fleet and suffered the loss of only 50 ships and 12,000 men compared to the opposition, which had lost over 250 warships and almost 30,000 men. And hence, we commemorate the role of Mary in this great military victory that saved the West. Yet, we are in greater need of her intercession today as we battle, not for the heart of Italy, but for the hearts of our children. You may have heard in the news in the last week that the current provincial government will propose a new legislation this fall of 2017 that would prevent parents from knowing if their child is in a gay-straight alliance by preventing teachers from informing their parents. In fact, in 2006, there is a guidebook that had already been put out and has been implemented as a suggestion for teachers by the ATA. It writes, "A teacher should never reveal a student's sexual orientation or gender identity to a parent or colleague without the express consent of that student." Nonetheless, new legislation could enshrine this as a law and not just as a guide. Donna Trimble, who has been an advocate for parental rights in education and regularly hears stories of parents who have been excluded from their child support system, gives an example of how this has kind of unfolded in some of her stories. In one case, I quote, "Loving parents were shocked to discover that their autistic preteen daughter's school had been treating her as a boy, even using a boy's name and male pronouns to refer to her. This went on for almost a year until the daughter expressed suicidal thoughts to school staff, at which point the school finally decided to inform the parents a year later." Of course, not all schools and teachers are like this, but if this new legislation is brought forward and is passed, it will be illegal for all teachers to tell parents that their child is in a GSA. Parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, we need to advocate. We need to speak for our children, grandchildren, our nephews and nieces. I'm not advocating violence, but I am encouraging parents to take back your rights and your role as the primary educators of your children, because schools are meant to work in partnership with parents and not against them. Teachers are not substitutes for parents, but they have been delegated a responsibility from them. Parents have a right to know if their child is in a GSA, because the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us the rights and duty of parents to educate their children are primordial and inalienable. So that means that parents, you have the first right and duty to educate your children, and that should not be taken away from you. Parents, at the baptism of your child, you took on the responsibility before God of raising your child in the constant practice of the faith. Your role as primary educators makes you the primary evangelizers of your children, because you are like the 70 disciples in the gospel today, sent to your children so that they may know the things hidden from the wise and the intelligent, and that is the unfathomable love of God for them. Parents have a duty to reveal to their children the mystery of who they are according to how God sees them and not how the world sees them. The world will say that your child is gay or lesbian or transgender. But as Catholics, we say to our children who experience same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria, you are so much more than your sexual orientation or your attractions. You are more than your brokenness and confusion. You are a beloved child of God. You were bought with a price that none of the richest in this world can even compare. You were redeemed by the blood of God's only begotten Son. And His love will and can heal your broken heart to transform you to become the person He has called you to be. So parents, there are three things you can do to join in this battle for your children. The first thing is vote. On October 16, 2017, 9 days from now, you can vote for trustees who set policies and legislations that directly impact your school district. Vote for trustees who are faithful to the teachings of the church or who will defend parental rights. Be informed about what's going on, about this new legislation that will be happening soon. And vote for leaders of parties who will defend parental rights. Number two, love your children more intentionally. So I don't doubt that a lot of you parents here love your children, but I want to encourage you to love them even more by intentionally spending time with them. I recently heard a statistic that said that parents on average speak to their children in non-directive communication for about 3 minutes a day. So non-directive communication is communication that just says, hey, how are you doing? As opposed to like, do the chores, put your laundry away, all that stuff. 3 minutes a day. So I want to encourage you to spend more time with your children in an unconditional way so that we can be a channel of God's love. And if issues do arise, the opportunity will be there for them to share it with us. And number three, pray the rosary. On this Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, pray the rosary for the protection of our families. Don John of Austria, the captain for the Catholic fleet who was on that battle of October 7th, 1571, he knew that he not only had to prepare them physically for this battle, he knew that this was also a spiritual battle as well. And so he had all his men go on a three-day fast. He had them go to the confession. There was blasphemy that was banned from the ship. But most of all, he equipped each of his 68,000 men with the most powerful weapon that will become the primary reason for their success, the rosary.